State lawmakers go back to Montgomery Monday. That gives them just 2 weeks to wrap up the legislative session after the coronavirus pandemic prompted an extra long spring break. With the time left, Republican leaders have one main focus, the state's budgets. That's tricky, as the economic fallout from the outbreak is still unfolding. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
The legislature's first attempt at charting a fiscal course through the coronavirus era came Tuesday in a Senate committee. With lawmakers apart, some wearing face masks, the chairman, Republican Senator Greg Allbritton, said things look different now than when the session started in February.
We are now caught in a vortex of significant financial changes with little time to analyze and plan.
Despite the economic uncertainty, the $2.4 billion general fund budget the committee passed is actually higher than last year's, although less than what Governor Kay Ivey suggested before the pandemic. Most agencies are level funded. Raises for state workers and teachers probably won't happen, but the budget does increase funding for Medicaid, the Department of Public Health, mental health, and the prison system. Allbritton says it appears
that there's going to be no danger of any kind of proration in the general fund budget this year.
Those are the across-the-board cuts when money comes up short. Allbritton says that's because revenue had been coming in above projections, and some agencies have unused money. Republican Senator Arthur Orr chairs the Senate committee overseeing the education budget. He isn't overly concerned either.
Will we see decreases in revenue? Yes, but it's not an extreme cause for alarm.
Orr says state coffers will look really bad initially. That's because the deadline for income tax returns has been pushed back until July 15th. The education budget is more susceptible to downturns because it depends largely on income and sales taxes. But Orr says he expects level funding for education, maybe a little more, because there's hundreds of millions of dollars in reserves.
That would certainly be a buffer for any calamities that may be coming our way.
Orr says lawmakers should pass the budgets on schedule to give schools and state agencies time to plan. Not everyone agrees.
This is totally irresponsible, and it's not good public policy.
House Minority Leader Democrat Anthony Daniels says we don't have a clear enough picture of the virus's impact on tax revenue. He says many businesses shut their doors because of COVID-19, plus there's that delay with income taxes. Daniels would prefer passing the budget in a special session later this summer after more numbers come in. He says Republicans' financial outlook is too rosy and adjustments will have to be made anyway.
And so it's just a lot of unknowns, a lot of questions, but not a whole lot of answers.
Lawmakers are required to wrap up by May 18th. It's an end of the session few lawmakers probably imagined when they first met just 3 months ago. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.